Hello and welcome to Pitchside with Toby Reynolds, a Sports Gazette podcast, where each episode we take a deep dive into a new sporting topic with a new guest. I'm your host Toby, and this week I'll be joined by Ricky Westerby and William Thurtle to discuss Luis Rhys-Zammit's move away from rugby union to the NFL. Ricky is the co-American sports editor at the Sports Gazette, while William is the rugby editor and a passionate Welsh fan. Throughout this episode, we look at the challenges Luis Rhys-Zammit will face moving to the NFL, the skills he has which might help him succeed, as well as some he might need to develop, and why it's so hard to make the change. I'm now joined by Ricky and William from the Sports Gazette. How are you guys?
Yeah, not too bad. Thank you. What do you think?
I'll do very well. Thank you, Toby.
Good to have you guys on. Let's jump right in. Obviously, Luis Rhys-Zammit has the big news. He's left rugby to join the international player pathway. Now, Ricky, what is the international player pathway?
The international player pathway is where the NFL basically scouts talents from other sports that it thinks might actually be able to transition to the NFL. And then they obviously go through the international combine process. And then if you get picked, you go to an academy in Florida. And then from there, it's do or die, basically, if you make it onto a squad or not.
And why would Luis Rhys-Zammit do it? What does he gain from joining the IPP?
I think, well, he wants to follow his dreams, obviously. Like, his dad used to play NFL, or not NFL, but American football back in the 80s for, I think it was the Cardiff Tigers or something like that. And obviously, he's just chasing the dreams that his father set.
Yeah, I mean, it's a big move for him, and hopefully it goes well, I guess. But Will, this obviously has a big statement about the health of rugby, and in particular Welsh rugby. What does it say about one of the sort of biggest players in Welsh rugby and in world rugby moving away from the sport?
Yeah, God, it came as an absolute bombshell, to be honest. Don't think anyone expected it. Just on the eve of the Six Nations squad getting announced. And I don't even think Warren Gatland was expecting it from what has been released into the media. So, yeah, big, big shock. But, yeah, it seems as if that's been his dream now for a while. He's talked about the possibility of him swapping codes, quitting rugby union and heading over to America for the NFL. But I don't think anyone actually saw him doing it at this stage. Only 22 years old, let's remember. So he's not got too much rugby behind him. But yeah, if that's his dream and those are his aspirations, then I wish the best of luck to him.
Do you think that this is the best time for him to move, being so young?
Yeah, I mean, if you look at Christian Wade, who's perhaps the best comparison for players quitting rugby and heading over to the NFL. He did that at 27 years old, in 2018. So Rhys-Zammit, he's 5 years younger than Wade. And of course, we know Wade actually came back to rugby in 2022. So I think Rhys-Zammit certainly has the opportunity to come back to rugby if things don't work out for him in America. But yeah, it's a great opportunity for him now with the IPP to head out to America. But yeah, it's at the expense of his rugby.
Definitely. Yeah, I think if it does go badly, at least he has an opportunity to come back and could arguably still be a Welsh legend in 10, 15 years' time, I guess. So he probably doesn't lose out too much in that way. But Ricky, I mean, Christian Wade was mentioned there, but what would be, do you reckon, the biggest challenges for Rhys-Zammit moving over to a completely new sport?
Basically, it's just making it onto a team, because as you saw with Christian Wade, I think it was his first touch of the ball in a preseason game. He obviously made it onto the practice squad. He ran for a 65-yard touchdown. You know what they said after? They said he held the ball wrong. Literally, like, what are you meant to do? It's so difficult just to even do the small things right.
Why was that an issue? Just more like to lose it, or?
Yeah, fumble, really.
Yeah, I mean, I guess that's a bit of a thing. You wouldn't think anything of that in rugby. I mean, everyone holds it in completely different ways. I mean, Sonny Bill always used to hold it out the back of his hand, it looked like, and no one ever seemed to really bat an eyelid. But what skills then do you think is he going to really need to make it? Is it going to be all mental, or will he need to develop some physical ones as well?
Definitely physical. It also depends where he plays. So, like, if you're going for a running back position, he needs to put on some pounds. He needs to break the line, which is so much more difficult when you got the pads on. If he's going for the wide receiver position, then he needs to be able to catch the ball in all different angles and directions. So it's very different to rugby, where it's like, you're catching it like that, as opposed to in the NFL, you're catching it over your head, almost behind you, over the shoulder. It's crazy.
Do you think he has those skills or the ability to develop these kind of skills?
Yeah, I mean, I'm not somebody who's too experienced in watching NFL and knowing the positions, but I do know that Reece Samet, he's a very special athlete. We saw that. I mean, he made his debut at Gloucester at 18, his Welsh debut at 19, and he was the youngest British and Irish Lion by the time that he was 20, the youngest since 1959. So he's a very special athlete. If he has the skills, the required skills, then that the NFL requires, that's, I mean, it's such a difficult question, without knowing, has he played much American football before? Probably the answer to that is no, not in a competitive way. But yeah, I mean, we know Reece Samet, his strongest attributes are his running attributes, right? I mean, he's absolutely electric on the field. Those twinkle toes have made me jump out of my seat a few times as a Welsh fan. So yeah, perhaps that would be the key attribute that he'd be able to bring over to American football. I'm not sure what you think about that, Ricky.
I don't know. I just think it's so difficult, like the transition, because obviously Wade was one of the fastest players to ever play in rugby, wasn't he? And I mean, Reece Samet is pretty fast. He's very dynamic, but it's just a whole different ball game.
My one thought is, as Will mentioned already, that Reece Samet is quite a bit younger than Christian Wade was, and he therefore probably has an ability to develop skills better because he is so much younger. He'll pick up things a bit better. And also, if he does have any sort of NFL knowledge and background, he's probably starting from a better position than Christian Wade was, and that many other players who have tried to make a move over have been. Ricky, he's probably either going to be playing as a running back or wide receiver, that they've said. And a lot of the guys who have moved over from rugby often play in the offense. Is there any particular reason why they sort of play in that side? Because I mean, Reece Samet, obviously not necessarily known for big hits and massive defensive plays in rugby, but he would probably be a very, very good sort of cornerback or someone sort of having to track and try and defend as well, or is that a much harder skill to learn in itself?
No, the cornerback position is the hardest position in probably the whole of American football. It's all the rules are against you, like defensive pass interference, holding, everything like that. It's so difficult to be a defender. Just keeping track with the wide receiver or the tight end is just it's very, very difficult.
And then running back wise, would that be the easiest, you reckon, would you say? Because you almost just get handed the ball
100%.
and just told to run.
Yeah, and he's obviously got very good feet, so his ability to quickly shimmy in between the line, I reckon it would probably suit him the best.
And then also, I mean, special teams is quite a different one. A lot of the guys who have moved over for this IPP are going to be kickers and punters. But also, Reece Samet, do you think he has any chance of being a sort of kick receiver or punt receiver? And actually, that would almost be most similar to what his skill set from rugby had come, sort of taking a kick and trying to break through a defensive line.
Yeah, it's actually the first year ever in the IPP that you have specialist positions now. So the kick returner is something you can actually be designated as. And to be honest, I think he's gone very bold with being a running back or wide receiver. But he's obviously one of the best rugby players to go in the pathway as well. So I think he could make it as a kick returner potentially, because that's obviously you're watching the ball in the air and then you just charge up the field. He's done that many a time in rugby, hasn't he?
Yeah, I mean, it would make a bit of sense. He might do it maybe as a secondary skill, or if he only would he have the opportunity to change sort of positions and
Oh,
skills throughout the
absolutely, yeah.
season?
But it's a 10-week training program, so they'll test them in all areas of the game.
Will, would you take right now if I'm telling you that Reece Samet, after this 10-week program, doesn't get picked up or decides he's not going to make it, and he comes back after the Six Nations, effectively saying, "I've not made it. I'm going to start playing rugby again." Would you take him back as a Welsh fan into the team having sort of a few weeks ago, he said he's never going to play rugby or probably won't play rugby again for the next few years.
Of course. I mean, you've got to take him back. He's one of the most exciting prospects in Welsh rugby at the moment. And just at a click of a finger, all of a sudden he's no longer a rugby player. But yeah, I mean, this opportunity's come at a time where perhaps he hadn't planned to leave rugby at such short notice. But with the IPP program, it's evidently a pathway which allows rugby players or players from different sports to attempt to change codes into American football. But as we saw in the Fly on the Wall documentary, that's I think it was on the BBC, all about Lewis Rees-Sammet. We saw that he's no alien to perhaps the American football style of play, and we saw that in fact he went out to America. I think it was to Atlanta, and spent the summer there with Spencer Chip Smith, who's a very well-renowned coach, and he's coached thousands of American football players, and you know, preparing them for the NFL draft and so forth. So evidently, it's something that he's had at the back of his mind for a while. So I think him quitting rugby is a real, you know, statement that he's ready, you know, to make that change. And he's not planning on coming back to rugby anytime soon either. So yeah, it's an interesting situation as a Welsh fan, but you know, I'd be more than happy if he'd stay out there for 2 or 3 years and come back at 25 years old, ready for the next World Cup.
Ready for the World Cup and in his prime, I guess, as well. Probably having bulked up and learned a lot more different skills as well, he might be able to bring across to rugby. How much do you think finance might have been a draw as well? He's going to earn $50,000 just for joining the IPP, and it'll obviously skyrocket if he gets onto an NFL practice squad, and even close to $1 million, I think, he'll earn a year if he gets named into any of the starting lineups or starting squads.
Yeah, I mean, the initial salary then, the 50,000, is in fact considerably lower than what he was earning at Gloucester and what he'd actually been offered as a contract extension. I think it was in the region of £300,000. He also had offers on the table from Racing 92 in the top 14, as well as several Japanese sides from a few media reports. But of course, if he makes it into the NFL and into a squad, the possibilities are just sky high, right? He could earn as much as he would in his lifetime on the rugby pitch, just in the space of 1 season. So, yeah, the possibility is there to earn big. Of course, you've got the factor of sponsorships, endorsements, and so forth as well. You know, and I'm sure we'll get to this now. He's got the opportunity of becoming the face of the NFL in the UK and Europe. And I know the NFL at the moment at a point where it's ready to expand the game into the global market. So yeah, I'm sure they're all rubbing their hands at the moment at the prospect of Rees-Sammet, yeah, changing codes to American football.
Ricky, how much do you think the fact that Rees-Sammet is a British and Irish lion, probably one of the biggest names in European rugby, arguably, possibly world rugby, because he is so young, and the fact that the NFL does want to expand, do you think they almost targeted him in that way to try and bring him across and try and help push this sort of European American football?
Oh, absolutely. He's literally going to be the poster boy if he makes it. The NFL wants to expand. It's already gone to Brazil this year. It's in Germany. It's obviously in the UK with the Jaguars and everything like that. If he somehow makes it, they will keep posting it and posting it and posting it because it'll be such a great story. It's perfect global marketing, but obviously it's very, very difficult to make it.
Definitely, yeah. With that, do you think, I mean, the Jaguars have, well, play always play a lot of games over in the UK. Would he be more likely to join them because of that factor, do you think? Or when he if and when he gets through the IPP, will it just be a drop go into the draft and whoever sort of picks him first picks him? Or do you think there'll be any sort of thought behind that process?
This is one thing I was confused about, is that I think the age to be drafted is under 22. I'm not entirely sure, but obviously, because Jordan Mailata, he entered the IPP program and then he realized halfway through he could be drafted as well. If he could be drafted, then it will be the best team that could wants him, basically. If he's going through the IPP all the way, he'll have to go on to a practice squad of a designated division. So he won't really get a choice in the matter.
What do you mean by a designated division? Which teams are able to pick him?
So the NFL will pick a random division. Those four squads will get an extra practice squad slot, which that player from the IPP can then go on.
So does that mean that only four of the IPP players will actually make it through, or unless some of them make it into the draft, I guess?
And that's even if they get selected, they don't have to be selected.
Would it make sense for these teams to each pick an extra player, do you think? Or would it they not really factor into the account that they just have an extra member there?
If it's Rhys Samet, then yeah, I would take him on that squad. You don't have to sign him. They can then go through waivers, and then if they clear waivers, then you can re-sign them onto the practice squad. But then they can't be elevated for that season, so it's a bit of a difficult one. But obviously, with your franchise, you want that name. It's great. It's just great marketing in general.
Yeah, definitely. Let's talk about some of the the success story mainly of this, Ricky. Jordan Mailata, you mentioned there. He's a left tackle at the Philadelphia Eagles, who got all the way to the Super Bowl final last year, or to the Super Bowl, sorry. How is he so good, and what skills might he have had that helped him get all the way there to the top?
It was his dynamism in rugby league. I think it's a very athletic sport. And also, he's just an absolute monster, like size-wise. But they said he was too big to actually make it like athletic. He wasn't athletic enough to be in rugby league at like the NRL level. He was offered a contract, but he declined it. And then he was told to go find a sport that might be more suitable to him. And then he found it. He was in the IMG Academy in Florida, where the offensive line coach from Philly saw him and like immediately fell in love, was like, that's going to be our starting tackle one day. And then they drafted him with the 236th pick, I think. But yeah, it's a phenomenal story. Like, very, very rare that you make it. There's only five players that have ever made it onto the active roster since the IPP started in 2017.
Why is it so hard for players to make it?
It's a really cruel market, really. I think at the start of an off season, you have 100 players. You need to cut it down to 53 by the time your season starts. That's 50 players. Well, 47, mind. That's a lot of people you have to give bad news to.
Yeah, just out of interest, Ricky. So, if Rhys Samet, so after completing the 10 weeks. At the IPP camp. What are the next steps for him then, following on from that?
As I said, the designated division, which the NFL will choose at random. I think they say it's at random. It's probably not. It's an entertainment business. But from that point, then they can go on to the practice squad. I'm not sure if he's eligible for the draft or not. If he is eligible for the draft, which would be probably more preferable and get more media around it and stuff like that. But if he goes to a random division, then it's just whether they want to take him or not, put him on the practice squad.
On that practice squad side of things, is that so of the 100 players they have, the 47 who don't make it, that is effectively the practice squad then?
So there's 53 on the active, and then I think there's 16 on the practice squad. If you take an IPP player, it'll be 17.
And if the IPP player joins the active squad, that's not an extra spot or anything, they're just one of the 53.
Yeah, they're just one of the 53. There's no extras.
How do you rate Lewis Rees-Samet's chances? I mean, obviously it's really early and hard to say now, but do you think that he has any chance of making either the practice squad or the active squad?
I think with his youth and his ability and yeah, just skill in general, I think he is the best chance of any player that has gone through this pathway to do it. And I really hope he does, because it would be such a great story. We change the whole narrative about rugby players coming over to the NFL. Like, people, I don't know if they view Christian Wade and like Christian Scotland-Williamson and Alex Gray as a failure per se, but they didn't make it. And that's always a mark on their career.
Yeah, I mean, just to add to that, Ricky, I can't really see there being a danger of a sort of a talent drain opening up of rugby union players sort of quitting the game and heading over to the NFL. I don't see it happening. And that's just because, as we've already mentioned, the skill set required to make that change is a very particular skill set. And Rhys Ammitt perhaps is just one of a handful of players that has the ability, the youth, the speed, to make that change. And we've seen in the past it's a very difficult transition to make. So yeah, I mean, as far as the game of rugby is concerned, and it is important to think about, especially with a generational talent such as Rhys Ammitt quitting the game at such short notice. I don't think that we're going to see sort of an increase then in the number of players wanting to make the switch. I think it's just a very particular case here with Rhys Ammitt.
Could you not argue that the state of rugby at the moment is not very attractive, and that if he does make it, it's like a pathway that others might want to follow to make the big money?
Yeah, I mean, we might see an increase in the amount of players trying to get into the IPP pathway. But I don't think that increase is gonna be like tenfold. I think we might just see a few extra players, perhaps, realizing their dream. But let's be honest. I mean, most rugby players haven't even heard of the NFL. Well, perhaps they've heard of it, of course. But when they were growing up, it was never on their mind. Rugby union was always the number one choice. So yeah, I mean, of course, the financial incentive is a very large one. It's not like you don't earn much money in in rugby union either. Rhys Ammitt was on a pretty handy salary at Gloucester, but of course, the opportunity of earning more than 1 million a year in the NFL, it is going to be a very attractive option. Especially for youngsters such as Rhys Ammitt, who are just starting out in the game.
I do kind of agree with you there, Will, actually. I think it'll be, I don't think that the worry is the rugby union players will sort of be drained away from the league. I actually think though what it could do is open up more of a gateway for younger players who maybe haven't made it in rugby union. Maybe sort of 16, 17-year olds who might get dropped by from an academy, say, possibly even younger. But because I mean, I know of lots of people who get dropped because they're too big and therefore can't get around the park, or they're maybe too small and therefore won't ever quite make it. Whereas I feel like in the NFL, and correct me if I'm wrong here, Ricky, but I feel like if you almost can't be too big in the NFL, or you can't be sort of too small or too quick or whatever it might be, because it's almost a more specialized sport, and you have 53 players in the squad, so you kind of can ca carry just a few absolutely massive units, or someone who's very, very specialized in kick returns, or on the specials team, or whatever it might be. So I wonder maybe if this will almost advertise the NFL for maybe sort of teenagers who aren't going to make it in rugby union and have an opportunity because they have a very specialist skill set that is almost too narrow for rugby. What do you think about that, Ricky?
Well, yeah, you look at Harry Mallander. He was at Northampton Saints, and now he's gone over to be, I think it's a kick returner as well, or maybe it's a kicker. I do agree that it'll be the younger generations that have seen Rhys Ammitt, and they think, I'm not going to make it into rugby, but they do like the NFL. They see their skill sets, and they think maybe this could be for me. It's quite difficult because they need that platform to be able to demonstrate their skills. So if they haven't quite made it'll be quite difficult.
I mean, I guess maybe that's the thing is, as we mentioned, the NFL are looking to expand and trying to get more players, it looks like, from Britain and from Europe. So I guess there could be a good opportunity there for players to come through. Will, if you were a young rugby union player who knew you weren't going to make it in England or in Europe, would you look at maybe trying to move to the NFL and doing stuff? Because I know that NFL is definitely growing with this younger generation, and there's a lot more opportunities to maybe play it in England than there ever has been before.
Yeah, well, from what I've read, it is a near on impossible task to make an NFL squad from barely having played the sport at all up until now, the age of 22. So, it's a difficult one. Although, I think there's a fairly straightforward answer in that I don't see this sort of opening up the path for hundreds of youngsters heading over to America in search of that NFL dream. I just don't see it happening. There isn't an American football sort of infrastructure, shall we say, in Europe at the moment, not on the level of rugby union, anyhow. So I think there's always just going to be that attraction to compete and try and get back into a rugby union squad, even if you've been dropped as a youngster.
I guess, yeah, maybe a few might move over. But yeah, as you mentioned, I think a lot of kids growing up's dreams would be to play rugby union for the country, for their local team, whatever it might be. Now, Ricky, but quickly before we end, we've already talked about sort of Christian Wade, and you mentioned Christian Scotland-Williamson as well, who are two rugby players who went over there and never quite made it out of the practice squads. What do you think was the sort of defining characteristics that meant that they never really made it? And do you think that Luis Rhys-Ammett might be able to find a way through?
I think mental determination. I was reading a thing in the rugby paper. Christian Wade did an interview and he said, talking about how he went to a very dark place. It was obviously making it onto the practice squad is one thing. Then you've got to go through preseason, and preseason is brutal in the NFL. And then it's obviously when you cut down to that 53-man roster, I think you need that mentality to think, I can make it through this period. And perhaps Christian didn't have that. I'm not sure, but he obviously didn't make it. And he stuck it out for 2 years and then he came back. He's resting 92 now, but it's very difficult.
I do think Rhys-Ammett does have that elite mentality. I mean, look, becoming one of the youngest British and Irish Lions at the age of 20, it's unheard of. Let's not forget this man is an absolute freak, really, on the pitch. I mean, those twinkle toes, and just last week he scored an absolute wonder try, in the Premiership. I mean, this man, he is a very, very talented individual, let's not forget. And I think that mentality, to quit the sport at a point where he had the capability of becoming one of the world's best, shows that he's very serious about this move. And I honestly, I can see him succeeding. I really can.
Ricky, a lot of the talk about Rhys-Ammett has been the fact that he's going to have to learn a playbook, which will be completely different from anything in rugby. How difficult will that be for him to learn?
Absolutely insanely difficult. I remember Jordan Mailata was saying that the most difficult thing that he found was the step up and reading and learning the offensive line playbook. So obviously there's so many different plays, there's so many little designations. The offensive line as well, I think, is probably one of the more difficult ones because you have to, obviously he's not going to be an offensive lineman, but offensive linemen have to drag it every which way, protect, run, protect, pass, protect. It's just crazy. For Rhys-Ammett, I think he just needs to know what the playbook is going to be and then learn around it. But it's an absolutely insane step up for him.
How specific is the playbook? Is it literally within a yard? He'll have to learn how to run routes, or
Within every step, I imagine, left step, right step, it's just insane. And you've got to trust that your entire offensive line, if you're a running back, you've got to trust that your entire offensive line is doing the same thing. Otherwise, you just get crushed in the back.
Will, do you think that Rhys-Ammett will be able to make the move from fullback to running back?
Yeah, I mean, the sport of rugby itself, there are plenty of specific backs moves that I'm sure he'd have learned over the last few years in his development. But also, you have to bear in mind that Rhys-Ammett is a bit of a maverick of a player. He doesn't play by the rule book always when it comes to rugby. So yeah, it will be interesting hearing Ricky there talking about there needing to be such a precision in American football play. It will be interesting to see whether he can sort of slide in to that playbook and stick to the rules.
Maybe he'll try and put in a little kick and chase.
You've also got to remember that this has been ingrained in like the players that have grown up through high school and middle school into college. This has been ingrained in them since they were very, very young. They've learned how to deal with playbooks and stuff like that, and they've slowly progressed. Whereas this is going to be Rhys-Ammett coming into a completely new sport and being shoved with a book in his face, and he's going, just learn it, please. It's just a very, very difficult step up.
I think we'll have to wait and find out. It'll be really interesting to see over the next 10, 15 weeks how he progresses and if he does get an opportunity at any point to play on the NFL. Predictions now then, guys, just before we finish. Ricky, I want you to give me a prediction. Is he going to make it onto a practice squad? And is he going to make it onto an active squad? And then the same from you, please, Will.
I want to be positive and I want to say he's going to make it. I think, as Will's just said, he's an incredibly talented player. It's not easy, but he's the best that the IPP has ever had. And I think practice squad, yes. And if he can continue to improve, because he's obviously going to be learning every single day, if he continues to improve, then maybe he will make the active roster.
Do you think he might may almost make it in sort of like 2 years' time? He might sort of almost say to him, look, you're so raw, we're going to put you on the practice squad for the next year or two, see how fast you learn, and then we'll give you an opportunity.
100%, it's going to be a 2-year process because even if he makes it onto the practice squad this year, it'll be an exemption that he probably won't be able to play for an entire year. So it's a very long mental process as well.
And do you think he'll ever come back to rugby then?
I think he will. Not saying his career is going to go horribly wrong in the NFL, but I do think that he's got so much more to give to Welsh rugby and to the British and Irish Lions, and I would love to see it. So I don't know, I'm quite conflicted.
How about you then, Will? What are your predictions? Is he going to make it on any of the squads, and will he ever come back to rugby?
Obviously, as a Welsh fan, I would love to see him back in a Welsh top as soon as possible. But he's made the move. I think he's going to give 100% of his time and energy and mental strength into getting into one of these practice squads and then into the roster itself. As Ricky just mentioned, it's a long process, so we probably won't know whether he's sort of improved his American football skills to be able to make it into an active roster in 2 years' time. But I mean, if all goes well, if he picks up the skills required of the specific positions in the NFL itself, then I don't see why not. I mean, he is, as I've already mentioned a few times, he's a very special talent, a generational athlete. So yeah, I don't see why he couldn't make it. But yeah, it's always going to be one of those for Welsh fans. We would love to see him back in a Welsh top in no time. But yeah, only time will tell. How about you, Toby?
I think similar to Ricky, I think he'll make practice squads for 2 years or so, similar to Christian Wade, and then it will be whether he thinks that that's going to be enough or whether he really wants to make it and gives it another, whether he really goes for it, and then he might excel and continue in the NFL, or he'll fall away, say, similar to Christian Wade. I think he's going to make it. I think he will. I think he'll end up playing in the NFL at some point. And for a few years, I mean, who knows what will happen? But I do think he will come back to rugby at some point, even if he's 30 or something. I think he'll almost have a good sort of few years in the NFL, and then maybe fall away. But thank you guys so much for joining me. It's been great having you on and hearing all of your guys' thoughts on Lewis Rees-Zammit and the NFL.
Thanks for having us on, Toby. Appreciate it, mate.
Yeah, it's been a great discussion. Cheers.
Thank you all so much for listening, and make sure you head over and follow us on social media. It's at pitchside_podcast on Instagram, TobyReynolds10 on TikTok, and Toby_Reynolds10 on Twitter. Head over to the Sports Gazette website to read articles from all of our pundits and writers here at the Sports Gazette. Make sure you like the podcast and give it a rating, it really helps. And make sure to join us next time on Pitchside.